Lovelies, welcome to Pandora's Box. The truth is written in the real. My name is Tanya. Thank you guys for joining me for another episode of my podcast, where it's not about your interpretation, your perception, how you see things, how you want things to be a certain way, how you want people to act a certain way, and they're not going to act the way that you want them to act or behave the way that you want them to behave. How you want people to do things that they're just not going to do. How you want people to say things and be certain ways that they're just not going to be. There are a lot of people out here that always act like they're going to be there for you, act like they're going to have your back, act like they're going to hold you down. And realistically, they're not trying to do that at all. All they want to do is sit there and use you, take advantage of you, manipulate you, and brainwash you, having you to pay for their consequences and their repercussions, and people that don't do for you what you do for them. I've learned a long time ago throughout my life that the spiritual journey is all about what is your purpose in life. It's a journey that you have to go on alone. It's a journey that you basically are on like Little Red Riding Hood, or Dorothy when it comes to being on that yellow bit road. It's just a path that you're going on that's leading you to wherever that higher power or a demon leads you to. Now, you can be manipulated. You can be bamboozled. You can be led astray. You can be led amok. You can be led in all kinds of, you know, different directions. So, truth be told, you can be led in all kind of situations. But the point is, it's all in how you decide whether you're going to stay on that path or whether you're going to veer off and chase behind these rabbits like Alice in Wonderland. So I just feel as though when it comes down to your spiritual journeys, it's about being connected to the all. It's about going through all these stories in the Bible or these spiritual books, whichever ones you choose to practice, and actually practicing what's in them and finding out which scriptures work for you in these particular situations, which ones don't. Understand that you are going through these spiritual stories and that you're going to have to find ways out of them, and that there will be people that's going to try to lead you off into the wrong path and having you go down these situations that you really don't want to go down. You're going to have a lot of people that's going to try to influence you and tell you that you shouldn't do something that actually is something that's meant for you to do. Some people going to make you do all the work and them take all the credit. You're going to have people that's going to sit up here and tell you that you look good and you don't. You're going to have people that's going to try to convince you to have sex, convince you to give them money, convince you to take care of them, convince you to let you do any and everything to them, sit there and talk about the way you look and the way you act. You have people doing all kinds of things to you. And unfortunately, in life, that's what's going to happen. But it's really all in how you as a person decides to let these people influence you. So when you go down these journeys, it's like going down a chapter of a book, because you are a chapter of a book. So being that you are a chapter of a book, you have to understand that chapters close. So even though you might be still going through a chapter, another individual might be finished with that chapter and they might be moving on to something else, aka infidelity, aka they done met somebody else and they don't want to be friends with you no more. They don't want to be in a relationship with you no more. They may want to fire you from a job, and they have to be able to come and tell you that basically they don't want nothing to do with you no more. They don't want to be a part of your life anymore. And instead of them telling you, they just don't call you and don't tell you nothing. And then you find out that basically this person has been ducking and dodging you, and you're trying to get answers and they don't want to call you and tell you anything. And for you, you're still stuck in limbo because you don't know what the world is going on. And in some cases, it could be where you think that person don't want nothing to do with you. And in all actuality, they do want something to do with you. It's just they may be out of town, or they may be gone deployed, or they may have something else going on and just don't want you to be a part of it. So it's really kind of hard to know whether people really want something to do with you or whether they don't, if they don't tell you. So when it comes to other people, they have their own books and their own chapters and their own situations that they're dealing with. So when you and this person become one and y'all become friends, family, relationship, whatever you want to call it, you're both in two different books. But while you guys are married, you're one. Or while you're in that relationship, you're one, but you're looking at it from a different perspective of that other person. You're not looking at it in the same perspective. You're just not. You're all very different. You all handle your situations in a different manner. It's no different than religion. I hear a lot of people saying that the Bible was written by the white man, that the Bible isn't about black folks. When people don't realize that Bible was written for everybody, that Bible wasn't written specifically for white people or anybody else. It was written for those that were meant to read it. Anybody that's meant for something, it's for you. And I'm not going to say that the Bible is meant for everybody and everybody's going to interpret it the same way, because you're not. You're not going to interpret the Bible the same way everybody else would interpret it. So you have to look at it from your perspective. Another thing about the spiritual journey is about understanding that negative and negative will always equal negative. That's not going to change because of the excuses. That's not going to change because you may have gotten away with it for a short period of time. Eventually, you are going to get caught for what you're doing. So if you're doing something negative, number one, it's only going to be temporary. Number two, it's not going to last. And number three, it's going to end bad, not only for you, but the other people that's involved. So when you go on these spiritual journeys, understand it's about self-discovery. It's about you figuring out what's best for you based on your own. Now, you're going to have people that's going to guide you. You're going to have people that's going to basically be additions to you and subtractions to you. But are these people supposed to make or break you? No, they're not. These people cannot make your choices for you. They cannot make your decisions for you. They cannot make you feel a certain way. That's not what they're here for. They're here to help you through the situation, or they're here to make things worse for you in that situation, aka additions and subtractions to you. You can't make somebody be somewhere they just don't want to be. You can't. You can't make nobody do anything. So you have to understand, as much as you would like to have people to lead you, you cannot make nobody do anything they don't want to do. You can't. You can't make nobody say anything they don't want to say either, because only thing you're doing is playing yourself. That's it. That's all. Now, as far as your happiness is concerned, your happiness only applies with you. So you have to learn how to use your emotions wisely and understand that not everybody deserves your emotions. They don't deserve your feelings. They don't deserve your anger. They don't deserve a lot of things. You have to understand that not everybody is the same. Everybody's different. Everybody does things differently. Everybody handles their situations differently. And you have to judge them based on their interpretations of what they put out there. That means their actions, their words, their emotions, the things they do, how they treat you, how they behave, the consequences, repercussions, and pretty much that's it. So you can't judge a person based on them having a nice car or them having money or possessions. You can't judge people based on that. You have to judge people based on who they are. Bottom line, and that means on the inside. Because how can I put this? Your physical features, they fade. And they fade very, very fast. So you can't necessarily judge a person based on money, what they have, what they look like, how they are in bed, and what comes out their mouth. You have to judge them based on their frame of mind. And that means the way they think and how they present things and how they handle consequences and repercussions. Are you going to be impacted by the things they do and the way they act, and the way they behave, and the things they say? Because that's the most important thing. You have to protect you at the end of the day. And in order for you to know how to do that, you have to go down these experiences to know what to do and what not to do in specific situations. Because if you keep yourself stagnant and you're trying to go back and get what you lost and think you're going to be able to get it back, you can't never get back what you lost. You only can move forward. And the reason you can't go back and get back what you lost is because time is going to continue to tick whether you go back and fix it or not. It's not going to change the future. If you alter the future, then you're altering your life. So you can't go back. The only thing you can do is learn from it, try not to do it again, and that's it. And just get up and brush stuff off, get back on that bike and keep on moving. That's all realistically that you can do. You can't do nothing else. And when you go on these spiritual journeys, it is going to be scary because you don't know who to trust. You don't know who got your back. You don't know who's going to support you. You do not know who's going to do what. You don't know. You don't know who's really going to hold you down and who's going to do you dirty. It's no different than you trying to see things from the way you want to see things, but you don't want to see the truth. Prime example, you're in a relationship with a man that's constantly cheating, and because the church tells you to stay in that relationship, you're going to stay in that relationship because the church told you to stay in that relationship. No, I am not staying in a relationship because the church told me to stay in a relationship. If this person is cheating, I'm leaving. Point blank, I am leaving the situation. I am not going to be with somebody that's out here cheating. I'm just not going to do that. It is not worth it. So understand something. Sometimes the goose ain't always good for the gander. You have to realize that your life is not your next door neighbor's, your homegirl, your homeboy, your friends, your family, the person you with, your job. What somebody else has is only meant for them. It's not always meant for you. It may not be your time yet. And it's like the one thing I think we all miss out on is discipline and understanding the importance of discipline in spirituality. Spirituality is more than just the spiritual books and going to church on Sunday and having some type of title as far as what religion that you practice. It's all about every day doing what's right. Every day helping out people. Every day making sure that people are not going through negative situations. You telling your story about the things that happened to you and you deciding how you're going to handle whatever it is that's going on. So my life is not yours. My journey is not yours. So if I'm meeting you and I have a journey, then your job is to support me through it and guide me through it. And I'm supposed to do the same when it comes to you. It's give and give, not give and take. It's no different than somebody saying, oh, well, I need money for this. And you decide to give them money, but you don't even think to research why they need the money for it to make sure it's really worth you giving it to them. Can't you just give somebody something and you don't know whether or not you're going to get it back or not? Because you don't. You don't know whether you're going to get it back or not. All you can do is sit back, relate, and wait and see what happens. That's all you can do. So you trying to push something that doesn't exist, you're going to mess around and sell yourself short. If you sitting there more worried about everybody else and not worried about yourself and not taking care of yourself and putting things in your body that don't need to be there, you ain't doing nothing but shortening your life. If you playing Russian roulette with your mind and your spirit because you want to go out there and be around these negative people, they ain't going to do nothing but get you in trouble, then that's on you. But then when things go wrong, don't get mad when you got to sit there and do 25 years of life. Didn't nobody tell you to go out there and do it? Didn't nobody put a gun in your hand and tell you to do it, but you did anyway? So like I said, you can lead a horse to water, but you really cannot make it drink. And no matter how much you want your channel to succeed, you know what I'm saying? You can't force people to actually pick up and listen to something. They have to want to listen to the message of what you're saying. They got to want to be a part of that. Other than that, that's it. So I'm not even worried about nothing no more. Like I said, I worry about what is and what's in front of me and not what could have been, should have been, and all this other stuff. It's not necessary. I just deal with the now. I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about the past. I worry about what's going on in the moment. And that's how it is. So I tell people all the time, do what you need to do. So I'm not even going to worry about it. But like I said, spirituality is every day doing the right thing. Spirituality is making a choice as far as good versus evil, which one you're going to go. Spirituality is, I'm not playing no games. I'm not lying to you. I'm ready to just do this. Period. So, I don't know. All I can say is, I live my life and I do what makes me happy. And that's just it. When I went through my spiritual journey, it was not easy. It was hard because trying to not listen to other people and trusting myself was almost impossible. But I managed to actually understand that I have to trust myself a whole lot more and I have to believe in myself a whole lot more in order for me to be a better person. I had to understand that it wasn't about everybody else. It was about me and me doing what makes me happy as a person. So I ended things and that was it. So we good. So like I said, I'm just going to chill and I'm going to relax. But I just wanted to come on here for a little bit and just say to y'all, a lot of people think going to church is how you become spiritual, how you get to your third eye. A lot of people think by you going in there faking like you're having the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, that that's how you're going to get to heaven. But let me tell you something. That is not how the Holy Spirit works. Under any circumstances, does it work that way? And I don't care. Well, other than that, that's about it. But I'm not going to be on here for too long. I just wanted to come on here and say hey to everybody and just tell y'all a little bit about your spirituality. I'm going to go a little bit more into it tomorrow, but I'm going to take me a nap right quick before I have to go out. So I will see you peoples later. Bye, y'all.